Okay, I will call the meeting to order. We have everyone present. And I'll start with the approval of the minutes from the July 25th meeting. Those were distributed. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
This is Doug. I'll second the motion.
Is there any discussion regarding the minutes? Then all in favor of approval? Okay.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Brad. Okay. Then we do have some loans, not as busy as some recent meetings.
We've got nine loans, $3.9
million.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, they've been approved for public purposes, Jonathan.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the loan.
You cut me off halfway through my motion.
I'm sorry.
Well, I guess it's okay. I'll forgive you and second the motion.
All right. Any discussion regarding the loans? All in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'll vote no.
Okay. Just flipping back to my agenda page. We didn't have any old or new business listed on this agenda. Are there any future agenda items? Okay. Jonathan, do you have an executive secretary report?
I just want to call your attention to the financial transaction paper that's in front of you or attached to the packet. We're showing an expected yield for the last quarter of 3.28%. That's down a little bit from the previous quarter, but pretty close to the ballpark. It's well above the SEC benchmark. I just wanted to call your attention that we've booked, in addition to that 3.28% yield, we've so far in 2017 booked $8 million in capital gains. Of that, 25% will inure to the funds for distribution, or another $2 million. Additionally, we're carrying over from last year, how much, Tom? Almost $8 million?
I think it was in excess of $8
million. Pretty close, or in excess of $8 million. I guess I'm bringing this up to point out that our distribution for the upcoming year, if we stay on track with this, which we have no reason to believe we won't, or we'll improve on it, will be above last year's by a significant amount. I think we're probably in the $35 million, $36 million range. Am I fair in that statement, you think, Rich?
I believe so.
So just the 3.28 is in current yield of managed financial assets. But it doesn't include the $8 million worth of bonding, or excuse me, capital gains, of which $2 million will be distributed per our investment policy. And then we have a carry forward from last year. So next year's distribution is looking to be somewhere between the previous year and last year's. That's all I have to
say. This is Doug. So then the $6 million goes into the so-called squeezing fund.
That's correct. I should have mentioned that, Doug. The $6 million remaining goes in towards filling the smoothing fund. We pegged that at 50%, I believe, of the previous year's distribution. The smoothing fund for the normal school fund is full. We've got more than last year's 50% of more last year's distribution in it. So we're on track to give us a cushion, but at the same time we're gonna provide an increased distribution by all measures for the coming year.
So if it's full, where does the $6 million go?
Then it starts being, go ahead.
The one that's full, Doug, is the smoothing fund for the normal school fund.
Right.
How much is in there?
Just about a little over $200,000, I believe.
Yep.
Because last year we distributed $400,000.
Yeah, because that's the smaller one.
So
the six is going to goes into the smoothing fund for the larger one.
Correct. Correct. And that fund, we'd need $15 million plus in there, $16 million to call that smoothing fund full. And now we've got about apparently $6
million. Yep. So we've got six and we're aiming for up to like 15 or 16, okay.
Correct. And that's a moving target because we want to have 50% of the previous year's distribution in the smoothing fund.
I understand. I have another question, kind of a minor one. I looked at the bonds, And one of the redemptions for the bonds was 12-22-31. I don't understand the 31.
Oh, the maturity date on the bond that I purchased, Doug, is not until the year 2031.
Really?
It's a 14-year bond.
Okay, so 31 is correct. I thought maybe it was a misprint.
No, we buy some long-term bonds, Doug, because the interest rates on the longer-term bonds are higher than on the shorter-term bonds.
And so with a good interest rate, we might plan to hold that for quite a while.
Yes.
All right, got it. Thank you.
I don't have anything else, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Doug, you want to go ahead and make a motion to adjourn?
I would. Motion to adjourn by Doug.
Ms. Matt, I'll second
that. All right, we're all seconding it. Then I know everybody's vote. We're going to go ahead and call the meeting over. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.